Summer's almost here, and for some people, that means one thing.
A secret so powerful that if revealed, it would devastate the very foundations of mankind.
What are you talking about?
Yes, to see that film based on that novel, The Da Vinci Code. Already, publishers are trying to figure out who might be the next Dan Brown. This weekend, Book Expo America took place at the Washington Convention Center, just up the street from NPR. It's one of the publishing industry's biggest events, and more than 20,000 people are there. Charlotte Abbott, the book news editor for Publishers Weekly magazine, gave us a tour. Hundreds of little book villages were set up around the convention center floor. Authors greeted lines of fans and signed their books. Publishers fielded questions about upcoming titles and tried to generate buzz with gimmicks and giveaways.
New novel by Kate Atkinson, author of Case Histories, which Stephen King called the best mystery of the decade.
According to the American Booksellers Association, book sales were down about 2% between February 2005 and February of this year. Sellers say it's tough to compete with the internet and other media for a consumer's time and money. Abbott says some publishers are experimenting with technology to grab readers. Running Press, for example, is releasing a young adult novel called Kathy's Book.
And it has actually the girl's phone number on the cover, like, if lost, please call this number. And when readers of the book call that number, they get clues related to the plot that lead them to items that relate to the story that's actually in the pages of the book, which looks like a journal, so it's, you know, has handwriting and it has websites in it that you can also go to. She has a friend who works for a particular company, and you can Google that company. It's a fictional company.
There's also a growing demand for ethnic titles. African-American novelists like Zane, a writer of erotica who goes by one name only, started out self-publishing, then got signed to bigger publishers. Abbott says the market for black authors is more established and easier to reach than the audience for Latino writers.
The real issue for publishers is getting a high enough concentration of Spanish speakers, bilingual employees, who can edit the books in Spanish and process them while also interfacing with a house that is completely geared toward English books.
African-American novelist Walter Mosley, a writer with widespread appeal, was wandering around the convention center floor. He said he was taking a breather from working on two screenplays, two novellas, and a novel.
To see so many people that I know, to see so much going on with books and so much, you know, work going on with books, it's kind of a lovely thing. You know, people get upset in the publishing world, you know, but in some ways it's a golden age of publishing. So many books, so many different things, so many people writing. It's like, great.
Other famous names will be gracing book jackets this fall, just in time for November's midterm elections, a slate of political memoirs from Illinois Senator Barack Obama, former Attorney General John Ashcroft, and former CIA Director George Tenet will be published. Another anticipated memoir coincides with the fifth anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks, Wake Up Call, The Political Education of a 9/11 Widow by Kristen Breitweiser. Despite the outcry over lies in James Frey's memoir, A Million Little Pieces, Charlotte Abbott says biographies will always attract publishers and readers on the lookout for stories about people who live in the limelight or on the edge.
I think there's always been kind of a fine line between autobiographical first novels and memoir. That line between fact and fiction has always been a little blurry. And where before people told their stories through fiction, now it's more often through sort of fictionalized memoir. So publishers aren't going to back away from that genre. It's too much in the grain of our culture.
Charlotte Abbott is book news editor for Publishers Weekly. Book Expo America ends at the Washington Convention Center today.